the Mornings with Ed show. A couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, a very good morning to you on a Friday. And it's Chamber Chat, and we have Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Executive Director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed.
Glad to have you in.
Thank you.
And you brought in one of the most interesting people in town. You really
did. I agree.
Did. Yes.
Wow. Yeah,
Gail, you don't know how interesting you really are. This is Gail Landau from Catmosphere. We all know about that.
I met Gail. My first introduction to Gail was at the business club, a morning meeting when I was a guest of somebody's, and she was my first business club meeting. She was the speaker, and I thought, wow, I love this one. Besides the fact that she's probably the most fashionably dressed person in Laguna, except for today, she's got her workout clothes
right.
on.
But it's cat pickup day.
Cat pickup day.
So, Catmosphere, just the most unique place we have just about in town. Tell us a little, if somebody is just walking in and has never been here, tell us a little bit about Catmosphere.
Well, that's easy because I do that every single day when people come in. I would describe it, as I always do, as the first cat cafe in Orange County.
Okay.
There are others. There are some in San Diego. We're looking at Los Angeles, long drive. But I'm centrally located in Laguna Beach, right in the heart of town on Forest Avenue. What we do is we make kitties available for adoption. We have all kinds of success stories, kitties who have been abandoned, homeless. And what we do as a not-for-profit is get them their homes, get awareness out there about the rescue community, and feed people in our delish cafe.
Okay. Now, when you mentioned not-for-profit, Rescue World is part of that, correct?
We are.
Okay. And I'm just so curious about Valkyrie. Has Valkyrie been adopted yet?
Valkyrie?
Yes. You had a cat called Valkyrie. I saw on your Facebook page. No?
Perhaps that was one of our fosters.
Okay.
So currently we are on our 65th adoption, and we have placed between 12 and 14 fosters. So may very well be one of our foster care kitties. Sometimes kitties are snapped up from Facebook and from our website.
Right.
They may never set foot in Catmosphere Laguna, and that is really a success story.
Right.
Because the cat does not come through us, does not have to be socialized. That means that kitty has been 100% socialized by the wonderful fosters we have.
Okay. Now, what's going on at Gigi's on December 5th? Is the Laguna Foundation?
You better be there.
Okay. You know what? I've already made commitments here to go.
All right.
Yeah, Paula's already got me by the ear.
So this is a wonderful opportunity for people who support Catmosphere Laguna Foundation, which is the 501c3 arm.
Okay.
And those who don't know a lot about us to come hang out, get to eat some delicious, heart-healthy Mediterranean food, and hear about our mission, hear about our story. I will be asking people to make a $20 voluntary donation at the door, and that will just help us as we pursue our mission. Of course, we pay for spay, neuter, vaccinations. Right. We pay for all the medical care a kitten might need, and you might be surprised how much medical care some of these kittens need when they come off the street. So that will all help us as we go into year 2020, which for me is year 3, because I came up with this wonderful, unique idea in 2017.
Now, tell me a success story. You just said rehabilitation of a kitten. Give me a success story that you still have that you'd really like to get out the door. A story of a kitten that, it's been here a while. It's time to go. It's an adoption time.
I can tell you about London and Berlin, who are now our longest residents.
Okay.
And I tell London every day that if she doesn't get a meow me quickly, she's going to become a shop cat. And she doesn't like that. So her story is that she and her brother came to me from the Arc of San Juan, which is a very vocal partner of ours, that is, very supportive partner, and was our first partner before I even opened Catmosphere Laguna. So London and Berlin are very typical.
Okay.
They were kittens found in either a meadow somewhere, a street, corner, perhaps maybe somebody's yard. They were bottle-fed, they were hand-raised, they are beautiful kitties, and now they just think they live at Catmosphere Laguna. So it's time for them to get a home.
And the process of adoption, someone comes in, can they adopt same day, or do they go through a vetting process?
Theoretically, that might be possible, but let me tell you our protocol, and you'll see why it might be a little odd to do that.
Okay.
So we require at least 2 visits, so the cat can choose you properly,
Beautiful.
It's about that.
Yes.
And then we have a protocol involving a complete adoption application. Right. We have an interview process. It's usually me, my daughter, or one of our managers. And then we always do a home check. So as I say, theoretically, you might come in the morning, come back in the afternoon, accomplish a home check by the evening, but it's not happened yet.
Right, right. Now you've got something coming up called the Study Meower.
Oh, we do.
Tell us about the Study Meower.
Well, you can ask the students around town. So right. Especially around exam time, final right. exam time, midterms. Right. Kids come in, they pay for 1 hour, that's $12 for them.
Okay.
They get a second hour for free. We feed them toast, matchas, coffee, water, whatever they like.
Student food.
Student food, yeah. Exactly. And they play with kitties for 2 hours while they work on their laptops or read.
And it's I love this.
That's so great.
It's amazing.
And let me say it's students of every age.
Right. And I can absolutely see that. I can totally see that. So and then you have something also called Cats on Mats.
Oh yes.
What is Cats on Mats?
Well, it's Meowga.
Meowga.
Meowga. Exactly. Meowga. Very good. So what we do on every other Wednesday morning from about 10:30 to noon is we have a yoga instructor come in. I happen to have a wonderful daughter who does that for a living.
Okay.
So she carves out some time from LA, comes to us and teaches our Meowga class.
Okay.
And basically what that is license for my cats and kittens to enjoy your hair, your bare feet, your mat, and it's a lot of fun.
Do we try and avoid the downward dog position at that point? Is there a downward cat
Very
position
good.
In yoga?
We have created one.
Okay.
Actually, cat's pose.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Can I ask you about your very first cat ever?
Oh, I love that story. So I was about 4 years old. I'm going to say my sister was, around two.
Yeah.
I grew up in northwest Illinois, freezing cold. We saw something in the snow in our parents' yard. Mm-hmm. Couldn't imagine what it was. Here was a tiny kitten. Brought Scratchy in. Had Scratchy for as long as an indoor-outdoor cat lives in the wilds of Illinois, mm-hmm. which is a reason that I say indoor only for our kitties.
There's no other answer. There
Especially
really
here.
Right. I have a neighbor who has their entire deck enclosed in netting and stuff for the safety of their
patio.
A catio. Oh, that's really great.
Very popular.
I love you, Gail.
She's the best.
Oh, and I'm not the only one.
Are you responsible for the Alice in Chains parody of the Kitty in Chains and Cat in a Box or Cat in the Box?
I think my daughter created that one.
You need to check it. If it's on the Catmosphere Facebook, I'm suggesting to our listeners, go. It's a parody of the Alice in Chains songs, Man in the Box, and it's Kitty in Chains, Kitty in the Box. It's so great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank your daughter, just in case. What about this girl?
I love Gail. Yeah. Like I said, she has, beyond her ability to create this 501c3 in an environment where creating business is not the easiest thing ever, she's an accomplished attorney. I don't know if you knew that about her.
I did not.
She has an amazing background. So very impressive woman on every level.
Not just like the Simpsons crazy cat lady that throws cats at you as you walk down the street.
No. I'm a feline enthusiast.
That's right. A feline enthusiast. We'll also throw a cat at you.
We bonded pretty immediately, I might add.
How can the community help Catmosphere daily when you're not here on the air talking about stuff? What can we do daily?
One of the things that tourists get the hang of very easily, but perhaps our residents aren't very aware of, is the fact that when you see the cafe, you think retail.
Right.
I have to continuously remind people that it takes foundation money, it takes donation money, it takes heartfelt money to make the animal part of this go.
Right.
The reason that the tourists realize it is that probably they read a lot more material before they come in because we're advertising.
Right.
And locals stumble in, glad to have them, many, many regulars from week to week. So I have to, every time I go out there, stress that is what we are. We're a hybrid business. We do have the retail portion, which I hope one day will fully support the 501c3. And I know it will happen. But right now, we're all about whatever we can contribute to the community.
Right.
And Laguna's been so kind to us. And when you say unique, that is the first thing I heard when I presented my wild, hairy idea to City Hall.
So I also want to say that on the December 5th, Gigi's evening, $20 is the suggested donation.
Right.
However, as somebody who has served on nonprofit boards and worked in the nonprofit industry for many, many years, I would suggest being a little more generous.
Right.
I don't think $20 quite covers the the mission.
Right.
So
yeah.
Open up your checkbooks, open up your heart. And the other thing I wanted to say is I am very allergic to cats. So my initial thought when I met Gail was I could never go to the cat cafe. And then I went in and realized that it's partitioned. So if you're having coffee and a snack, you're not in with the cats. There's a big glass partition, so you get to see the cats play, but you're not being exposed should you be allergic. So there's that opportunity to visit the cats
as
well.
That's exactly right, Paula. And in fact, my first taste, if you will, of a cat cafe was in Charleston, South Carolina in 2017. And at that time, in that county, in that state, I guess you could get away with a whole lot more than Orange County and Laguna Beach, because ladies were sitting on the floor drinking their glasses of rosé with cats all over them. Cannot do that in
right.
Orange County.
Cannot.
Right. All right. So what we do is we stay in the cafe. We can sit in the best seat in the house and take a look through the floor-to-ceiling glass window, see the kitties playing, maybe see your loved ones playing inside there.
Right.
Enjoy your wine inside the comfort of my cafe.
That is pretty cool. I really dig that. Now, what do you say to people aside from the people that have allergies? And I likewise, I suffer.
Yeah.
As soon as my daughter has a cat, I showed you the picture when you walked in. And when I go to visit her, she cleans the entire house, but I still get the swollen eyes and stuff, right? But you love the cat. What do you say to people that go, I'm not a cat
person?
This
happens almost every single day. I will get somebody who comes in and says either, gee, I think I'm allergic. 20 years ago, somebody had a cat. Or, I think my child is allergic. Can I put them in there for an hour and see how they do?
let's perform an experiment.
but I do get that. I have two separate ventilation systems in the lounge alone. And my space is divided into two-thirds felines, one-third humans. Sorry, humans.
Right.
So the two-thirds space for the kitties involves two separate ventilation systems in both the cat room in the back, which the public does not see, and the lounge area vented straight up to the roof. So that air is never sitting in the rooms where people are sitting. And also I have a Molecule. I don't know if anybody's ever bought this free plug for Molecule. It is the most fantastic thing. And it is just a circular device, silver, nice looking.
Right.
And we change that filter constantly and it just takes everything out of there. I've not had one complaint of anybody who said they're allergic. Now, they do maybe pump up the Claritin before they come in.
Right.
And I don't dispense drugs at Chemisphere, people, just so you know. Bring your own.
Bring your own.
But it works. Yeah. I've not had anybody come out of there needing a box of Kleenex.
Have you had it?
Let's give it a shot.
I'm walking in.
Let's go.
I got Benadryl here. I can take one Benadryl and just check it out. I'm love to do that. So the person that says to you, I'm not a cat person, when you look at them, first of all, you got to be shaking your head. How can you not be? They're just loving creatures, and absolutely. Have you converted people?
I have converted people. Okay. Also, we have dogs allowed in our cafe. So people bring their dogs in. Oftentimes, they'll see the interaction of their dogs or Laguna Beach dogs coming through.
Right.
And they'll say, wow, these cats and dogs, they're really getting along okay. Of course, there's a glass wall between them for the time being. But I have converted people. I'll tell you a story that's a fun story.
Sure.
We do home checks, as I said.
Good.
And I traveled to do a home check, and I rang the doorbell a couple of times and rang the doorbell, and I saw on the adoption form that she said she had a dog. A dog.
Right.
A gigantic, mastiff-like dog greeted me at the door, and literally, I'm a dog person, literally jumped up on me and practically carried me into the house. So when I got to the living room and the lady said, oh, please, Fido, sit down. I said, no problem. Let's see how the dog reacts with me before you want to bring in exactly two kittens, which is what she wanted. And that dog was so friendly and on my lap. And I thought, these particular two kittens that we were thinking of are still there. They are probably Instagram stars by now. I've seen some activity.
Right.
15 of our kitties are Instagram stars.
And you have really cute little captions for all of them. You do out that that is probably to me my favorite thing about you.
Well, this is
how creative
plea,
you are.
Plea on the radio today. We are running out of cat puns. Please, people. It's been 2 years. I need more. Please.
Oh, you're just knocking it out of the park every time. Gail Landau, if you missed any portion of this, we'll be going to podcast it and put it up on the website later. Catmosphere is at 381 Forest, a nonprofit doing wonderful work throughout the city.
May I say something?
By all means.
A plug for the visitor center.
Yes.
Do you know, 4,000 to 5,000 people come through that visitor center weekly. That is a benefit to every single person on that street. We don't have Hotel Laguna yet, folks, and we need some traffic in there. And kudos to what Visit Laguna and our visitor center do.
Reason number 11,400 to love her.
I know.
I'm telling you right now. So tell me about Small Business Saturday before we head out.
Yeah, we have 40 businesses signed up, Catmosphere being one of them. Woo-hoo! And all of these businesses are offering some sort of discount.
Okay.
We have Freebirds, Louise's, Main Beach Outlet, McKean Cellars, Melrose. I could go on and on and on. And we are doing business visits today and Monday to finish our signups. We are also, if I have a moment.
You got all day.
Okay, thanks. We are also in the midst of starting to push out this survey that if you've been following anything, Chamber and City, we have a urban economist that we've hired, and we're starting to push that survey out today. So if you're listening and you own a business or you're on our mailing list, expect to get that survey and complete it. It's easy. It's 5 to 7 questions, depending on what category you fall in. Get it filled out because we need to present back to City Council.
And if I own a business but haven't received it in or notification of it, I can go to the Chamber website. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Gail Landau, Catmosphere. Again, I'm finally so glad to have met you.
Meow.
Paula Hornbuckle-Arnold, Executive Director, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ed.
Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you, Ed.
All right.